so cool, you guys. I gotta tell you, really, it does. I love being here filling in for the guys that usually do this call tonight and getting to hear all of these new brokers from Ameriplan, well, just introducing themselves for the first time. That sounds really exciting. I'm glad to greet and meet each and every one of you. You are on the Ameriplan True Team conference call line. We've gathered tonight in a unified call. There's new brokers and old brokers and every broker in between, and we're excited to greet every single one of you. Normally during this hour, we have a new broker training call. The moderator for this call is National Sales Director out of Charlotte. Out of Charleston, South Carolina, his name is O.H. Brown, one of the most phenomenal trainers in our business and great leader in our company. His dad went to be with the Lord this week, and he's just taking some time with the family to mourn and celebrate and be strong for each and every one of them. O.H. sends you his greetings and thanks you all for your prayers for his family during this difficult time. And normally the trainer, our new broker trainer, is a national sales director, just won the top producer trip and a bunch of other stuff, like he's the number one ace recruiter in Ameriplan last year, the number nine ace recruiter in Ameriplan this year out of over 60,000 brokers, and that's Troy and Julia Cotterman. And Troy Cotterman has had a big week visiting with his team out at our national convention in Dallas, Texas, which you'll hear more about tonight, and he kind of blew his voice out. So I'm filling in for him. My name is Steve Luxenberg, and I'm the founder of True Team, national sales director in Ameriplan. You're upline or you're crossline, depending upon who you are on this line, and blessed to be the top producer for the second year in a row in Ameriplan, and I get to do this call unifying the new broker training with the advanced broker training, which we normally do at the top of the 10 o'clock hour, Eastern Standard Time. We're unifying the call tonight. We've got a lot of exciting things to share, and it's my privilege to be able to do this call. You know, we're all just getting home from National Convention. The Ameriplan National Convention in June, which we just returned from this weekend, of each year just took place, and we got to meet with 2,000 of our comrades, of our fellow brokers, and if it wasn't anything short of a family reunion, I don't know what was, because I guarantee you that Dallas, Texas, nor any other city in the world ever saw more hugging going on than took place in the last 4 days in Dallas, Texas. It was great to meet each and every one of you. And on behalf of my wife, Julie, the best part of True Team, truly, if you listen to me say it was no big deal to meet me, that meeting her was the event, now that you got to meet us, you realize, man, that guy wasn't kidding. Meeting him ain't no big deal. Meeting his wife really is the event. I'm a lot better right here on the phone, dial, smile, and closing, and teaching people how to duplicate than I am in that environment. But, you know, I got to meet so very many of you, and it was great. It was great to hug your neck. And if I didn't get to meet you, because it was pretty overwhelming with thousands of us there, let me just say I look forward to meeting you at the next event. I'm sorry if I didn't get time with you, but our love and support as a family is ever true, and that's why they call us True Team. You know, we had a great time, and I'm going to tell you more about the big news out of convention in a minute. Plus, we're going to get into a special greeting for the new brokers. Well, let's do that first before I introduce you to a special guest I have on the line with me tonight. Before I introduce you to this guest, let's go ahead and do this. Because on behalf of Dennis and Daniel Bloom, the owners of Ameriplan, and all of the leadership out of our international headquarters in Dallas, Texas, and on behalf of your sponsor and your upline in Ameriplan, let me do this for our new brokers. Let me welcome you to our family. And we are a business family like none you've ever seen. And if you ever doubt it, just show up at the next event and you'll find out for sure what kind of family that we are and the kind of people that you've decided to link yourself with in business, in high integrity, and with great honor and great success. Welcome to Ameriplan. You found a home, and we'll teach you how to build a profitable, successful business, and we'll work together with you, shoulder to shoulder, like a family. It's exciting tonight to have on the line a special guest with me before we get started in the new broker training, because I want to teach those new brokers that I just greeted. I want to help them and their first goal, point them in the right direction and help them get started. We're going to talk about that first goal, and it's ever so important right now because of the convention updates. This ties together into a unified call, and you're in the right place, and you're here at the right time. But I want to introduce you to somebody who has just gotten a big promotion in Ameriplan. He was just promoted to Senior Regional Sales Director. He lives in the state of Oregon, and he's become one of my best friends. I was fortunate enough to get to sponsor Kyle. Really, that's about the size of it. The guy, you know, a lot of people will choose a different name for themselves, their businesses, their kind of motto, manifesto. His is Mentor. And his name, the name of his marketing team is Mentor Marketing. The guy has a burning desire to duplicate and teach others also. And he builds that upon a long and illustrious career in dealing with various network marketing companies. See, he works in association with the clients of the DSA. And I'm going to let him tell you what that is, and I'm going to let him just be privileged in rolling out the DSA announcement. But I want to introduce you to a very accomplished professional businessman that I got fortunate enough to sponsor, who just was promoted to Senior Regional Sales Director, and I can call him one of my best friends and truly one of the next top income earners and leaders in our company, and you'll hear why when you hear them in a second. Kyle and Lisa Robinson. Kyle, are you there, buddy?
I am here, Steve. Thank you.
I'm glad, because after all of that, you weren't there. I was looking real bad, buddy.
Well, I wouldn't
Kyle,
down,
congratulations
Steve.
On being promoted to senior. The last time I saw you, we were either traveling somewhere or met somewhere. It was either one of the events or one of the places you flew to meet me while I was traveling. And I remember the last thing you said to my face as we walked away, you won't see my face again until I'm a senior. And then all of a sudden, I get this phone call on my cell phone. I believe it was Wednesday or Thursday. And we're in Dallas, Texas. And
Wednesday
we're with the Nationals. And I get a phone call from you. Said, Steve, I'm here. I got a couple more pieces of business to write. I'm locked in my hotel room getting these last things wrapped up here. And then you came down and looked me in the eyes and you said, it's done. I'm a senior, and it was done. Congratulations to you, Kyle. Why don't you tell these folks who you are, where you're from, how you did it, and give them a little direction.
I'll do that. Thanks, Steve. And I don't think I can top that introduction. I am so privileged to be on the call tonight. And it was certainly such a privilege to be down in Dallas with 2,000 excited Ameriplan brokers and, you know, learning about all the new things that are coming out and the new opportunities that we have. And I'm not going to steal your thunder there in terms of being able to talk about some of those things later in the call. But let me just say this. I've never felt like I am more at the right time, at the right place at the right time more than I do right now. And as Steve indicated, I've been around the network marketing industry for about 20 years in my professional career. Give you a little bit of insight to that. I have served the industry as a vendor for the last 15 years, and I currently work at the corporate level with 40 different direct selling companies. And let me also state that Ameriplan is not one of them. And Ameriplan has been this little hidden company that I hadn't even heard of, even with my association in the industry for so many years, until early last year. And when I heard about them, I heard about them as a prospective customer with Ameriplan first, because I was looking for a new dental plan for me and my family. And when I looked at Ameriplan, I thought, you know, there's some real merit here. I really like this product. Then I figured out it was a direct selling company. I was trying to figure out where I missed them for so many years. But I got very excited then about the opportunity, and that's when I started looking for a sponsor. And I found Steve Luxenberg, and I'm so glad that I was able to meet with Steve and get to know him and have him be my sponsor. And I made Steve a commitment the first time he and I chatted that I would make this thing happen, even though it's been on a part-time basis. And for me, it'll continue to be on a part-time basis for another few months until I can transition full-time into Ameriplan. But that's just a little bit in terms of where I came from. Where I'm going, I'm so excited about what we're doing. And if I could give one piece of wisdom that has been meaningful to me, and really what attracted me to Ameriplan in the first place, is a simple fact that I'm committed to smiling, dialing, and closing. That's the key to success in Ameriplan. You know, if you're building your business on the internet, I can't emphasize that enough. You simply got to be on the phone on a daily basis, talking to new prospects, and it'll come together for you. I was fortunate enough to be among the ace recruiter group at the convention, was recognized for that. And I was so excited about that accomplishment. But I thought back, and I thought, gee, you know, I really haven't done anything all that special, even though there was only 113 ace recruiters for the year. I thought, you know, the only thing I've done is I've done what Steve told me I needed to do, and that is to smile, dial, and close. And I did that enough to be able to enroll about 50 brokers in my first, basically, 10 months in Ameriplan. And, you know, with that effort came a solid enough group to be able to put a senior regional sales directorship together. And we're certainly headed on to national sales director by the January conference. And I'm going to claim that on this call tonight. And I claimed it to Steve personally right after the awards banquet the other night. I'm claiming it here tonight in front of all of True Team that I'll be a national sales director in January. I'm very excited about that.
Well, you should be, and I believe you, because you do everything else that you say. It seems like you set these goals and you do them. Kyle, your accomplishment didn't come alone, and I know you didn't make senior regional sales director sitting there by yourself. You've got some special guests that have joined us on the line, and I'd love for you at this time to introduce them. Give them a chance to introduce themselves. Tell us who they are, where they're from, a little something about their, you know, their accomplishment. Did they make any money on their way to RSD? And tell us about, you know, you're winning, man. You're a winner. You're at the top of the game. Why don't you take a minute and introduce your team?
Okay. I've got three of my four RSDs on the line with us tonight. The fourth, unfortunately, ended up having an emergency and had to go to the hospital. So wish them the best this evening. That's David and Dolly Reinhardt, and they were the last RSD to be put in place to make senior late last week when I was in the hotel room that Steve mentioned. I was up in my room for about 5 hours trying to put the finishing touches on it. But the first regional sales director that we promoted fast-tracked in 21 days, and I was, much like I was to Steve, I kind of sought him out as a sponsor. This gentleman kind of sought me out as a sponsor, and I'm so fortunate and so pleased to have Craig Barmore from Upper State New York as part of my team. Craig, are you on the line?
Oh, yeah, all here. How are you doing?
Well, welcome to the call, Craig. And Craig and I had the opportunity to meet each other over the weekend. It was such a joy to get to know him and his wife and spend some time together. And I can't say enough about Craig and his commitment level. But, Craig, why don't you take about a minute and give us a little bit more about you and what you see in Ameriplan.
Well, I'll start out. I'm in the HVAC business. I'm on the computer quite often. Happened to get an email, and it had a health, it was relating to some health benefits. And, of course, I'm always looking for benefits for the guys. And I clicked on the link, and then there was another link, you know, make money. So curiosity got the best of me, and I followed that link to another link and found Paychecks for Life. And that night, I stayed up 2 or 3 hours, and I signed up, bought some leads, and got rolling just over the weekend. And then I got a call from you, of course, and welcomed me to the group, and, you know, the rest is history. You gave me some direction, some of the, you know, how to go ahead and send your 6-4 for RSD, make that my first goal, and you offered the Postmaster Express, mm-hmm. And I did eventually end up with that. I found it was an easy hurdle once you made the decision. And like you just had to do whatever you do to make it happen. The only error I did make is I dropped the ball in the warm market. And at convention, I learned that there's a lot to be had there, and I'm headed back for it, even though we do have the computer and everything else. So, you know, in talking with you a little bit, my goal is definitely national by next convention. Should be in July.
Congratulations, Craig. This is Steve. Let me just say congratulations to you from my end. Tell us, how much money did you make on your way to RSD in those first 21 days?
Well, I made a little over $600. But I since then, I've received about 19 checks. And that's with a...
And you've received 19 checks?
Yes, yes.
Well, congratulations to you, sir. You're on your way to the top. All right, Kyle, tell us who else you have on the call.
Second, we have Steve Ralston. Steve, are you there?
I'm here.
Great. Steve and I go back a long ways. Steve and I have been friends and known each other for almost 25 years, Steve, something like that. And Steve and I have had some great times together. We've had some times that have been challenging together. But Steve has some experience in the network marketing industry, and I talked with Steve early on about Ameriplan, but he couldn't see the vision initially. And after I got in and got doing some things, Steve and I had an occasion to chat again, and he kind of asked, well, how's that Ameriplan thing going? And you know, sooner or later, he had to take a serious look at it. When he did, kind of came along. But Steve, with that introduction and your diligent efforts over the last couple of months, you've been able to make RSD, and I'm so pleased to have you as part of the team. But tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, thanks, Kyle. I really appreciate it. And I just want to make a comment quickly here. When Steve Luxenberg was talking about your handle, Mentor Marketing Mentor, I will say this about Kyle Robinson. He is, without a doubt, in my opinion, one of the greatest mentors I've ever been around. And if it weren't for him, and if it weren't for his diligent efforts in my behalf in rendering great service, I might add, at some difficult times and good times and everything else, he was relentless in his ability and his willingness to help me accomplish my goals and really catch the vision. Kyle has a tremendous vision. He has a tremendous stick-to-itiveness about him that I have total respect for, and there's no doubt in my mind he will accomplish that NSD goal that he's set for himself. And he's lit the way for me. Quitting is not an option with me in this opportunity. I think this is the greatest opportunity in America in direct selling that there is, and I'm just really excited to be a part of this group. I had the great experience of meeting Steve Luxenberg at the conference, just had a tremendous time and was able to even bring a couple people with me, and they're extremely fired up. So, you know, with that being said, like Kyle had mentioned, I have had some experience in the past in network marketing, and I've had some reasonably good success with it. However, when I compare the two opportunities, that there is, hands down, the Ameriplan opportunity, the integrity of the company, the leadership of the company, my gosh, I don't know how you could ask for better leaders than we have, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of this this company, and especially thrilled to be part of the true team and working with such great leaders as Kyle and Steve.
Thanks, Steve, and trust me when I say that, Steve, I know and expect that you will be one of our top leaders in Ameriplan, top leaders on our team, and we're going to go forward and have a lot of fun together, and just going to be a tremendous ride.
No question.
Well, here, Steve, it was great to meet you, sir, and we look forward to you leading this organization in the very near future.
Well, I plan on being there, buddy. Thank you.
I know you are.
My third regional sales director that we put in place to reach senior, as I mentioned, is David and Dolly Reinhart, and they were not able to be on the line tonight, but they're very excited, and they're newlyweds. They're senior newlyweds. I think she's 65 and he's 62 or 63, and just need some extra income. And I was fortunate enough to be able to enroll them. They were kind of a warm contact, kind of goes way back, or at least she was. I did talk with Dolly previous to the call, and she says, Kyle, if you could just pass one thing along for me. She says that what we really see in Ameriplan for ourselves is freedom. And they want to be able to buy a house. They want to be able to do some travel and those types of things. And in their current situation, they simply don't have the income to do that. And so, you know, like so many seniors in America today, they need freedom to be able to go forward and be able to do the things they want to do. And they're very committed. They've worked their tail ends off and getting things going. And I'm so pleased and so proud to have them on the team, and certainly sorrowful they couldn't be on the call tonight. And then we have another special guest on the call as well, and that is Craig Colburn. Craig, you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Craig is actually a second line regional sales director to me, underneath Craig Barmore, and I just felt it very appropriate to have Craig on the line, even though he wasn't, you know, necessary for me to be regional sales director. I've been able to generate and develop a relationship with Craig over the last couple of months that I just really appreciate, and so again, it was so great to meet Craig for the first time in Dallas face to face, and got to hug his neck and really spend some good time together and be able to talk and feel of his enthusiasm and his commitment. But Craig, tell us just a bit about yourself and what you see with Ameriplan.
Sure. Thanks, Kyle. I wanted to add, Kyle, Steve said some nice words, but the mentor really is true. And my greatest joy in this business so far has been being able to close and then call you and tell you about it. But anyway,
I appreciate that too. I want you to know.
I am actually.
We all like that, Craig. We all like the excitement behind you closing deals. Thank you, Julie, and I thank you.
Definitely.
Well, I am from Craig Farmer's Warm Market. And in fact, Craig and I go back a long time. We live very close to each other in here in Western New York. And with two Craigs a couple miles apart in Ameriplan RSDs, it's nice and confusing for everyone. But I and my wife own a 7-room bed and breakfast in a tourist area here in Western New York. And it was our dream for a couple of decades to reach this position. But I realized that no matter how well I run this place, it is not going to answer my dreams financially. And when I was presented with this opportunity, being in the healthcare, I just felt like I had to jump and take a chance. And Steve Luxenberg, you're right about what you said. I got a chance to speak with Julie for some time at the convention outside the main room. And what a treat. She is indeed a special person, and I enjoyed my time with her. We didn't know what you meant until we get to experience it. I am very excited, like Kyle said, right place at the right time. My RSD was a nice accomplishment, but I feel like I am now just up, have crawled up onto the launch pad, and I am ready to take off, and it is very exciting. And I've never felt so right about anything since the day I said I do at my wedding. And it's just very exciting to be here.
That's saying something, Craig.
As long as he's still married, Kyle.
That's true. And he is.
Congratulations to you, Craig. And it's a pleasure to meet you, to have you on our team. Kyle, before I launch back into the call, let me wrap it up with you. You know, they heard us say DSA, direct selling. They're hearing this. We've got a lot of new brokers on the call. We've got a lot of senior brokers on the call that don't know what that means. Nobody more appropriate than you, who's been marketing through DSA clients for years. Why don't you make the announcement tonight?
Okay, I appreciate that.
Why don't you tell them what it is?
That's fine. Before I do that, let me just say one word. My wife is on the line tonight. She hasn't been on a lot of calls.
Lisa, congratulations. It's always great to see you.
But she was really shy about wanting to say anything at all. But we'll let her at least say hi. But let me just say that I couldn't be where I'm at without my wife and her support and everything she is to me. And that is very appropriate to mention on this call. That even though she's not active building the business with me as such in terms of smiling dialing, she is an absolute rock. She's an absolute supporter of me. We had a business that went bankrupt about 3 years ago, and she didn't even flinch through all that, and she's just been an absolute rock and an absolute support. So I appreciate her so much and glad to have her on the call real briefly. So just say hi, honey. Oh, she can't. She's not there now. She lost the call. Never mind. Anyways, I do appreciate her. Now, the DSA announcement. It was announced at convention, and I was so excited to hear this, that Ameriplan has been accepted as a full member in good standing with the Direct Selling Association, DSA for short. Let me tell you about the DSA. They're actually based in Washington, D.C. I happen to be in Washington, D.C. right now. My wife and I flew from Dallas to Washington, D.C. to spend a couple days with a good friend of mine. They're based here in Washington, D.C., and they are the industry standard for ethics in the direct selling industry. When you look at government regulators and their regulation of direct selling companies, you've probably all experienced direct selling companies having challenges with regulators, maybe making claims that they shouldn't, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it's the Direct Selling Association that regulates. It's a self-regulating organization, and all of your big companies, Tupperware, Quickstar, Avon, et cetera, all of those companies are members of the Direct Selling Association, and they've got to pay annual dues based upon a percentage of their sales to be a member in good standing with the DSA. But regulators look at the ethics code and the guidelines of the DSA when they're making decisions as how to deal with a company. They know for a fact that if a company is a member in good standing with the DSA, that they're doing everything right, that there's no reason to be concerned, and that the opportunity that their distributors are involved with are solid, is solid and legal and legitimate. And so I was so pleased to hear announced at the conference with my background, having dealt with the DSA, and I do deal. I was at the DSA annual meeting in New Orleans just last month, as a matter of fact, and rubbed shoulder to shoulder with many executives within the direct selling industry. And it's so exciting to have Ameriplan now as part of that organization. And we need to be proud. You need to be proud of the DSA. And I would encourage you all to go to the DSA's website and look at the Code of Ethics, because it affects all of you as well in a very positive manner. But it's DSA.org is the website. I would encourage you to all go there, take a look at that, and at least have an understanding of what the DSA stands for and what it does for us, because it really is. Without them, I am convinced that the direct selling industry would not exist today, because regulators would have shut it down. And so that's the importance of it. It's a very significant announcement, and unfortunately, I didn't feel like at the convention they really made clear what that meant. It is very, very significant, and it really can't be understated.
You're right. It's one of those things that came out in the midst of a million pieces of information that probably went over 99% of the people's head. Kyle, on all of our Ameriplan websites now, those which are part of the ICP2 and above package for doing internet commerce from Ameriplan, not from the team, from Ameriplan, they now have two links. Instead of just seeing the Better Business Bureau link on the website, we now have the Better Business Bureau link and the DSA link. Why don't you just take another minute, because you're doing a great job, you're very articulate, and explain the difference between the Better Business Bureau, the DSA, and what those two symbols should mean to us as brokers and to the prospect as they look at this opportunity.
Okay. Well, the Better Business Bureau really is a completely different organization, and they serve a completely different purpose. The Better Business Bureau is an organization that sets standards for conduct of businesses in general. And certainly they're a good organization. They serve a good purpose out there for consumers. Consumers know that if a company is a member of the Better Business Bureau, that they take care of their customers. They're going to, you know, meet customer concerns. They're going to help take care of customer concerns and so forth. But they don't do anything, because the Better Business Bureau, frankly, for the most part, probably doesn't even understand the direct selling industry, you know, in general. I mean, as a matter of fact, you would probably find some elements in the Better Business Bureau that might even bash our industry because they don't understand it. And it's really a matter of education. But the bottom line is the Better Business Bureau really is more of a consumer protection type organization versus the DSA. Really does several things. It sets standards for distributor conduct, what we call broker conduct. It also sets standards for how companies need to deal with both retail customers, their retail customers that may have been dealt with either potentially unfairly from a distributor or a broker. And it, like I say, it just really serves a different purpose because of that. And again, as I mentioned before, you know, if a company is living up to the DSA Code of Ethics standards, you know, a consumer knows that they're going to be in good hands if they're aware of the DSA at all and what the DSA stands for. So they serve really two different purposes there.
Well, listen, I really appreciate it. Kyle, you did a great job introducing your team. Everybody listening is gleaming little bits and pieces. They're hearing warm, they're hearing cold, they're hearing make it, they're hearing goals, they're hearing a lot of good stuff, and I know that they're picking up a lot of, they're gleaning great tidbits by listening to you and introducing your team and hearing the structure and the, but why don't you wrap up your portion tonight, give them a power tip for success. You know, we've got new brokers, senior brokers on here. It's a very full call tonight. And if you were to kind of wrap up concisely, one power tip for success, grab a hold of something and deliver it to them in the next couple of minutes, and let us thank you.
All right, Steve, appreciate that. Here's my power tip. I've thought long and hard about this. I kind of talked about one earlier in terms of smiling and dialing and closing. That's very important. Here's the other one that, in my opinion, is critically important. If we have on October 8th, is that the right date? October 8th in Anaheim, California, is going to be the Fall Leadership Conference with Ameriplan. You need to be there. Steve has beat on in times past on conference calls and on every one of us to get to the upcoming conference. We build, any direct selling organization builds from event to event. And I guarantee you, you talk to any one of my brokers who are on the line here tonight, you talk to anybody who's at that convention, and they'll, every one of us were crying, and I mean literally crying, that we didn't have more members of our team at that conference. It is so powerful. You know, they talked at the convention about, you know, you can be in Ameriplan, but you're not really in until Ameriplan gets in you. And that can only come, Ameriplan getting in your heart and soul can only come at an event. You've got to see the bigger picture of what this thing's all about. That can't happen when you're locked in your office, smiling, dialing, and closing. Matter of fact, a pretty limited picture in terms of what the overall potential is of an Ameriplan business. So my power tip is register tomorrow, better yet, maybe even tonight, for the upcoming Anaheim conference, October 8th. You simply have to be there, and then you just need to make yourself a commitment to never miss another event, and you need to drag, absolutely drag, as many members of your team as you possibly can to the next event with you. And I guarantee you, your team is going to take off, your business is going to take off, you're going to be more committed, and things will begin to happen to your business that will absolutely blow your mind. I can't tell you how excited I am coming out of the convention and being able to have three out of my four RSDs at the conference with me. I know that every one of them, we've had conversations since we've been home, and every one of them are more committed, more excited about where we're going than they've ever been in Ameriplan. And I'm just excited about the next year, and we've got some exciting additional announcements tonight as well. But Steve, I'll turn it back to you and let you get with that. But I appreciate the time and certainly appreciate the recognition, Steve. You're a leader among leaders and have all the respect in the world for you as well.
Well, listen, you know, I don't mean to use you, bro. You're just very articulate. And one of the things that I love about Kyle, and I'm not going to embarrass you, man. You're one of my best friends. But this guy's got the greatest voice that God ever gave to be on the phone. You're listening to him, right? You hear him saying, man, that guy sounds good. Well, when you look at me and Kyle standing next to one another, we're somewhere between Bonnie and Clyde and Abbott and Costello. If you get the picture, and
there,
we can do this from home. We can do this from home. We can do this from the phone. We can prospect on the internet. We can meet people as we go, and we can have great success. So I want to use you a little bit further, Kyle. I'm not going to let you go off the hook. Just I'm going to go out of the box a little bit. We're gonna talk to our new brokers about their first call, and I'm going to talk to the advanced brokers about some promotions coming up. But before we do, we need to give them a convention update. Why don't you take another minute of your time, if I could borrow you again and trouble you again, and I would just love to hear you share about the convention. I mean, I don't expect to give you 6 seconds notice here to grab your notes, and I won't put you in that kind of a position, but I mean, I'll give you a second as I introduce this to pull your thoughts together. What did you get out of convention? What did you see? I don't mind if you go into any detail at all. I want you to feel free just to open up your heart and share. You know, you just spent 4 days, you took your wife, you went to Dallas, Texas, to grab a hold of meet some folks on your own team and see the company and see where we're going. What did you walk away from in addition to a great sense of excitement and hope? Give us some meat and potatoes out of that thing. Go for it.
Well, I'm thinking of two talks that impacted me, actually three. The opening talk by Brad Murray, you know, he just talked about enthusiasm and he did a great job to open the conference. The other talk that was very meaningful for me was by Clay Dixon. Wow, he had so much meat in terms of building a solid team, building a solid organization. You know, I'm struggling. I don't have my notes in front of me. As a matter of fact, I was hoping to kind of be able to review them before I got on this call tonight, but I would...
No, I got them. Harley, and everybody knows I introduced Dave Garber as Harley. Harley took great notes on those talks. I've got them. I'm not 100% sure I'm going to share them with the team. I might just keep them because I wanted them, and not share them with the team because I don't know that they do it justice anyway. But you go ahead. I got notes. I may be passing them out. I don't think they deliver the way you do when you can hear it come out.
Well, without question. But Clay Dixon's talk was very impactful for me in terms of its overall meat and potatoes, if you will. And then finally, you know, Mark Jarvis's talk at the very end. Wow. He talked about vision. He talked about vision for Ameriplan and vision for your life, and it was powerful. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen Mark Jarvis any better than he was at the end of that conference, given the last talk. And then when he blew everybody's mind that evening by giving away a Mercedes 500S to Brad Murray. I mean, what more can you say about leadership than him? He exhibited leadership like I've never seen it exhibited in the industry ever. And he has a vision for this thing, I think, unlike anybody I've ever met. And he's living. I mean, the very fact that he was in the top 10 recruiters for the year, making $1 million a year and still in the top 10 recruiters for the year, tells you that he's leading by example. And he's got tremendous vision. And I can't say enough about that last talk. That last talk was worth going to the convention. I mean, if we'd have heard nothing else, that last talk by Mark Jarvis was certainly worth going to the convention and seeing leadership in action. I guess those were the things that really hit me on the spur of the moment here, Steve, is the absolute highlights of the convention.
Listen, we appreciate you. Congratulations to your promotion to Senior Regional Sales Director. Looking forward to you making national by the end of the year by the Jam. When we meet together again for Champions Weekend, again with Mark Jarvis himself. And Kyle, you're doing a great job. I'm going to try to switch this thing over now and see if I can get a little additional sound quality.
I'm going to make sure I don't lose you. Can you still hear me, Kyle?
Sure can, yep.
All right, great. I got everybody then, and I'm going to go ahead and transition. I thank you again for all of your support, for the great job that you're doing, and for being so articulate tonight and sharing with us a bit about the convention. It was huge. You know, here's a couple of announcements, and now is when you grab your pen and paper and write these things down that you have to know. You're going to get it in writing. It'll be repeated repeatedly. And you'll see these in the emails from True Team Support. Starting July the 1st, for the month of July only, truly one of the biggest announcements, and really this is huge, it's as big of an announcement, every bit as big as is the rollout of Ameriplan Health. But starting July the 1st, for the month of July, you can sign up a member, any member, including group members, any member in Ameriplan. A member are those people using our dental, vision, prescription, and chiropractic benefits. A special promotion for the month of July for $1. Yep, you heard it right. And I know if the line was open, there'd be gasps and cheers and yeah and whistles, because that's what we had at convention with those 2,000 fireballs. You couldn't hear a tornado sweep through when they made the announcement. $1 members in the month of July. You can put somebody into this benefit plan for $1. The $20 one-time enrollment fee is waived. It is true also for groups, and the $11.95 first month or $19.95 first month payment is waived. $1 therein until the next draft date, when they will pay either $11.95 a month if they're a single, or $19.95 a month if they are a household member. If you're still on the host side of this line with me, one of our special guests, please be very careful with the background noise, even the muting. You might want to hang up and redial in on the main side of the line to allow me to have a very clear line for the next bit of time. So be very, very careful if you're on the host side of the line with me. Now, I want to talk to you about this $1 special because it ties so closely to your first goal in Ameriplan, Regional Sales Director. One of the main reasons for unifying this call tonight, and if you're still here 40 minutes after the start of this call and you're a new broker and you're getting to hear all this, congratulations for plugging in. The information we give you is overwhelming. You know, there's so much information just listening to what we've heard in the last 40 minutes. You could write down how this guy did it, how that guy did it, what's this tip, what's that tip, DSA, Better Business Bureau, credibility, conference, updating, upcoming event in Anaheim, Southern California, on. You're going to get it all in writing. So if you're a new broker trying to grasp all of this tonight, can I help you right here and say, goodness gracious, don't let this thing scare you or overwhelm you. There are hundreds of brokers on this call tonight. and they're gathering this information. Some of them have been in the company for a while, but you may be just brand new. Congratulations. Grasp this at your pace. It will all be coming to you in writing by email and in the mail from Ameriplan. And don't worry that it seems to be overwhelming at first to many people. Our purpose is to give out the information very quickly for their... We actually have some people in this company that we sign up that are on the fast track to $100,000 a year in residual income in just 12 to 24 months. I mean, we sign up people in this company that get after this thing like you just couldn't imagine. And they go very quickly in their retention, their grasping, their detail-oriented, they're very anal. They're just digesting this stuff, and they're staying up 18 hours a day working Ameriplan full-time, and they're going after this like they've never went after anything in their life before. And they're striving for the fast track to national sales director and to $100,000 a year in residual income. So the information comes at you actually at that pace. You say, great, Steve, that's a great pace for them young whippersnappers that are going after this thing like a monster, but I don't grasp it at that pace, and I don't know that I need $100,000 by Christmas time. I'm looking to pay my bills, supplement my income, make ends meet. Well, welcome to Ameriplan, and welcome to a real-life family, because most every one of us, just like you heard Kyle, start this business on a part-time basis, and we build it up, and we've got a home for you. Regardless if your goal is a few hundred dollars a month, a few thousand dollars a month, or $30,000 a month, or more, we've got a home for you. But the information comes quickly, and to all of our new brokers, I would just tell you, it comes repetitively, so this is not your last chance to hear it. It comes in various forms of medium. It comes in writing, it comes in hearing, it comes in mentoring, it comes in duplication, it comes by email, it comes in hard mail, it comes in snail mail, and you'll be spoken to. People will be speaking this into your life. So if it's overwhelming, you know, and you're a new broker, let me talk to you about your first goal, and then you can just drop off the line and say, man, that's enough for me. I got a plate full here. I don't even know if I'm going to sleep tonight. Well, most of us can't sleep tonight when we announce things like a $1 member enrollment for the month of July. And as I come later in the call to share with you some personal ways to strategize upon this in order to launch and kick your check up a notch, we want you to be here, no doubt about it. I'm so thankful to very soon to be Senior Regional Sales Director Holly Hine out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, gave me a phenomenal brainstorm of an idea last week to segregate our training even yet further. See, we have a new broker training call. Normally this hour is for new broker training, and Troy Cotterman does our new broker training. And then at the 10 o'clock hour Eastern, I do the advanced training. Well, Holly's idea was we need to break up the advanced training into yet another way. Well, she didn't exactly articulate it that way. She just said we need something to teach the leadership how to lead their groups and duplicate broker retention leadership. And it was a great idea because a lot of the advanced training seems to be mixing, and this call sounds like that, mixing together this stuff, mixing together new brokers and senior brokers, people that need to know the nuts and bolts, they're in the game right here on the edge, and other people, they need to know how to duplicate the nuts and bolts. Other people that just need to be welcomed to the company. Three different training outlets. New broker training, if you're not yet regional sales director. You need to be here every Monday night in this hour until you make regional sales director. Troy Cotterman, top ace recruiter in Ameriplan, winner of the top producers trip, one of the finest trainers in our company, will repetitively every Monday night teach you and walk you through your first goal. And I'm going to talk to you about that in a minute. And then at the following hour, at 10 o'clock, I will teach you the tools and mechanics of recruiting, putting on business, writing business, how to write business, how to dial smile, and close. What does that mean? What does it sound like? I will again do live recruiting calls. You will listen to me use the script properly. You will understand how you can be any recruiter you want in this company. Anybody that's ever followed it in the past has been a top 10 ace, and if you follow it in the future, you will be a top 10 ace. And I will teach people how to recruit and write business at will. Conquer recruiting. Conquer recruiting at will. And then we'll begin another call. This is going to be announced as I work out the schedule. I'm hoping for Thursday night, but it may be Wednesday night. And there'll be a special call to be announced, TBA, which is going to be an advanced training. You need to be a senior regional sales director or above, RSDs by exception, by invitation only, where I will teach you how to lead your group, broker retention, leadership, conference calls, and I will teach you how to create your marketing company on and off the internet, incorporate it, document it, have its name, clone a website, replicate it, and build an organization. From what to say to your downline to how to keep a downline, from how to track your downline to how to create a marketing company. And that will be an advanced training for seniors and above to be announced. So that's kind of the format of the training, and that's a lot of information out there. So for those of you new brokers, here's your first goal. Turn everything else off, you know. Here we go. Regional Sales Director. We call it RSD. We've got acronyms for everything, and you're going to hear our acronyms sometimes. And until you learn them, it really does make you want to just shake your head. But I want everybody on the call right now, in light of our new promotion, the announcement that I just told you, and we're not yet into Ameriplan Health. I'm going to tell you all about Ameriplan Health yet to come. But what I want to talk to you about right now is Regional Sales Director. We're going to tie together the dollar member promotion starting July the 1st, and we're going to talk about our first goal. You see, because either you're listening to me right now and Regional Sales Director is yet your goal, or you've already accomplished Regional Sales Director and your broker's goal is Regional Sales Director. So it's applicable to everyone on this call. A regional sales director is a broker that has enrolled four other brokers. That's four people like me and you looking at Ameriplan for this business opportunity. We have some new announcements coming out with the broker enrollment options. They're doing away with the $495 enrollment. Rather than having three enrollment options in Ameriplan to become a broker starting on July the 1st, we have two enrollment options to become a broker in Ameriplan. One of them is for $95. It remains the same and it pays the same. The other is $295. It pays the same, but what you get for $295 changes. You don't get Ameriplan University. Instead, the $295 enrollment is now the APPAC broker. The APPAC broker, which used to be $495, is now only $295, and the only difference is the $295 enrollment is an APPAC broker without Ameriplan University. This will cause a change in the script, and that script will be emailed to you by the first day of July. But as a result of the change in the script, as a result of the enrollment option changing, the script changes, and here's the difference. A $295 broker still pays an advanced commission of $250 or an as-earned commission of $21 a month for 11 months, then $10.50 a month into eternity, residually. But a $295 broker now, instead of just getting a basic broker kit like they get now, a $295 broker gets the APPAC kit. And it's a great deal. The only thing they don't get is Ameriplan University. All this, again, will be emailed to you in writing, mailed to you in writing, posted on your broker support website, and repeatedly repeated. The 295 broker now gets an APPAC kit and no Ameriplan University. You might say, Steve, Ameriplan University is a phenomenal series of training CDs, and I want my brokers to watch and work through that workbook, and I want my brokers to go through Ameriplan University. Well, the good news is Ameriplan University is now $100 and available on the Sales Aid order form. The Sales Aid order form is available on your Ameriplan broker support website. You can download the Ameriplan from your Ameriplan broker support website, the Sales Aid order form, and order Ameriplan University at any time, and it's now $100. That's a cool value, and the APPAC broker value at $295 just went from something like an $895 value to $295, and you can pitch it. Hey, this used to cost $495, now it's $295. It's a phenomenal deal to become an APPAC broker in Ameriplan for $295. And you start combining some of these things, and we're working toward a strategy, and we're combining it by confusing our new brokers on their first goal. Your first goal is 4 brokers and 6 members. 4 brokers that will come in either at the $95 level or the $295 level. And by the way, yes, Ameriplan will continue to accept the $495 applications until September. There's a 90-day grace when we make changes like this. So that if you send in a $495, you won't find it on your ICP2 website, of course, on July the 1st. But if you fax in or send in an application for $495, the old APPAC with AU, they'll get it. But I know you won't be doing that. And yes, the advanced commissions on that remain the same. So starting on Thursday, July the 1st, if my calendar is right, I've been traveling and not sleeping, staying up all night, speaking into the team and having a great time. So the details are fading out on me as well. But starting on Thursday, July the 1st, 2 enrollment options, $95 or $295. $295 is an APPAC broker. If you send in a $495 APPAC broker app, you'll still be paid a $450 advance. They'll still get the same thing with AU. But on ICP2 on the internet, you'll only find 2 enrollment options. The script will change. It will all be emailed to you, hard mailed to you, and repeatedly on the upcoming conference calls, training calls, and face shop building calls within your group. If you're not getting it all tonight because we're going fast through these announcements, don't worry. Feel free to say goodnight, everyone. Hang up the phone and go have a great night's sleep, and it'll all be waiting for you by email in the next 72 hours. Much of it will be there in 24 hours, and it'll unfold to you in the perfect timing that you can retain it. So your first goal, sign up 4 people who'd like to make an extra grand in the next few weeks with us, 4 brokers. And 6 members. Now you say to me tonight, we've got 72 hours before the end of the month, and then the enrollment option changes because we have these new enrollment options, and we have a member enrollment special, a dollar member. So should I go sign up my members tomorrow for $19? Or should I wait until Thursday to sign up my members for $1? Well, unless you're in the process of fast-tracking and your deadline is tomorrow, you should wait and get your brokers tomorrow. Sign up your 4 brokers tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then on the 1st of July, hand your cousin a buck and say, congratulations, Merry Christmas, and happy 4th of July. He's got a dollar dental plan, and you're RSD by Monday. Your first goal is regional sales director, and you need to do whatever it takes to get there. Let me explain to you. This is not brain surgery here, and I don't want to offend anyone. but I might, because I want you to understand that it's a baby step. It is not a brilliant step. It is a baby step. It will not give you lifetime residual income, nor will it set you free. It will not accomplish your financial goals, nor will it provide for your children's children. We call this a baby step. And you need to understand the minimum requirements for leadership and personal mentoring and being involved on certain inside track levels of accomplishment in this company is to reach this baby step. And there's never been a time in the history of Ameriplan where it's easier than this week. And I'm calling Ameriplan. I'm calling all brokers. Calling all brokers right now to your first goal, regional sales director, by Monday. But you say, Steve, the fast track RSD is 21 days. Man, give me 21 days. Look, grandmas do it in 21 days. Teenagers do it in 21 days. I'm calling all True Team leaders to wrap up your RSDs by Monday. I have a surprise for you, and it will only come to you in the leadership positions as sales directors. Calling all Ameriplan, calling all True Team brokers to RSD by Monday. If you can't do it by Monday and you need your 21 days, well, God bless you. We've got a little bit of grace in our lives. We'll love you no matter what you do anyhow. But we're calling leadership to accomplish this by Monday. If you want to be on the fast track to $100,000 a year in residual income, and you want to be on the inside track for the new releases of the email campaigns for customized Postmaster, if you want to use these things to tweak your income and kick it up a notch, calling all leadership, pop your RSDs by Monday. That's 7 days from now. Four brokers before the end of June. Six members on the 1st of July, calling all brokers to RSD by Monday. Now, if you're listening here and you're starting to think, man, this is starting to sound a little bit pushy. It is getting pushier, and as the call advances, we get into more advanced things. And you'll learn that about this Monday night hour. The 9 o'clock hour, my best friend does basic new broker training where he walks you through the new broker checklist, which I'm not doing tonight. I can't do it as well as him anyway. You'll get that not next Monday night, because next Monday night's 4th of July weekend and we won't be having a call. You'll be getting it the following Monday night. And Troy will walk you through all those steps of how to do it and how to get plugged in on and off the internet. Nobody can do it like Troy. But I'm telling you, you call your sponsor tonight. Wake them up. Matter of fact, you can hang up right now and call them and interrupt them on this call and say, I got the message. What do I need to do? How do I need to do it? And don't go to bed until you talk to your sponsor. And wake them up tomorrow and say, I want on the bandwagon. I'm starting to get the picture. New health plan, new enrollment options, dollar enrollment, DSA, 13-year-old debt-free, powerful, multi-million-dollar company, big company, big real picture, real company, real people making money. I'm starting to get the vision here. The guy's telling me it's a baby step, RSD by Monday. I want it. He's telling me he's taking those people to another level. I want to go with him. He's telling me this is what I need to do to make the team. I want on the team. I'm knocking this thing out. Call your sponsor. And your sponsor's going to walk you through doing whatever it takes to knock out RSD by Monday. But let me summarize it for you. If you want to go into internet marketing, which I know everybody does, I mean, I couldn't believe it when Brent introduced me this weekend, and one of the times he called me up as Mr. Internet, I could have just reached over and choked him. But, you know, if you want to do this thing on the internet, and I know everybody does, you're not going to make RSD on the internet. I'm sorry. You can become a millionaire on the internet. You're just not going to make Fast Track RSD on the internet. You'll become a millionaire if we let you get there and we take you with us and you can qualify to make the team worthy enough to be mentored in this particular venue. But you're not going to make RSD on the internet by Monday. You're going to call in four favors. You're going to call Uncle Bob tomorrow morning and say, congratulations, Uncle Bob. And by the way, thank you for never letting me down in my life. You're about to be my partner in Ameriplan. It's $95, and you're about to be a broker. And by the way, when you see this thing, it's going to blow your mind. What's your Visa number? Then after Uncle Bob, you'll call in Cousin Susie, and then Dad, and then your best buddy. Say congratulations. I'm really excited about this. I need your help. I'm going to win this contest here by Monday. And you're about to be a broker, about to be my business partner. And when you see what I see, and you go where we're going, you'll thank me later. But right now, I need your Visa card. And you're going to sign up for brokers. You're not going to do it by internet prospecting. Internet prospecting is going to make you a millionaire and keep you there, but it ain't going to happen by Monday. You want to make the team, make the cut, go with us where we're going and have these new releases? I'm looking for those who can step up to the plate and get the job done. And I want you to dial this number when it's done, and I don't care what team you're on, by the way. P.S., I don't care who your sponsor is. Pick up the phone, dial this number by Monday. Make RSD by Monday. Pick up the phone, dial this number by Monday. If I miss your call, I want to hear your name, I want to hear your phone number, and I want to hear you did it. You're a regional sales director since this call. I got something special for you. 904-378-0373. That's 904-378-0373. And I want to know that you did what it takes. You're our kind of leader, worthy of being mentored to the next step, because we're about to kick it up a notch, folks, and I invite you to come along. If you're interested in being on the fast track to make the money now, pick up the phone, dial that number, be a regional sales director by Monday. Four brokers now, six members on Monday. If you put a buck in your cousin's hand and say congratulations and make him a member on Monday, I mean on this weekend, on the 1st of July, doesn't matter, ain't brain surgery, give him a dollar, buy him a cup of coffee, and say you're now a member, go use the dental vision prescription chiropractic, I'm going to win a contest, boom, 4 and 6. You understand? This is like on the school playground, when we're choosing teams, and the two big guys, you know who they are, Vinny Barbarino is on one side of the fence, and Angelo is on the other, and they're going to choose teams. And the first guy they pick, I want Kyle Robinson on my team. He's an RSD, a senior RSD, the guy gets it done. Yeah, well, I want Tina Pomerantz on my team. She's a Tiger, and I pick her first. These are people that get it done. You understand, your first goal, RSD, is simply making the team that we personally mentor and take to the top on the fast track. You understand? These are the people that get on the inside track. It's making the team. I want you to make the team by Monday. I'm going somewhere with this. And I want you to do whatever it takes to get it done and make this minimum cut. Like in the PGA, they have a minimum cut. I don't know if you follow golf. I don't. I hate it. Gives me blisters on my hands and I can fall asleep while watching it. But I understand when they go to make the tour and they go to make the tournaments and they have all these professional golfers come in, they play a round of golf, and if you don't hit a minimum score in this round or two or three or whatever that they do, then you go home and you're on the BT if you get to come back again and play another day. But when you make the minimum cut, you go with the big dogs on for the big money. Calling all Ameriplan brokers to regional sales director, 4 and 6. Four brokers now, 6 members on July 1st. RSD by Monday. Dial this number when you get it done and tell me you made the cut. I want to hear it. 904-378-0373. Calling all future warriors to the next champions level of mentoring. You have until Monday to make the cut and dial this number, 904-378-0373. I want to know who our next cut of warriors are because, man, we're going to use this dollar promotion and put a licking on it in a way you can't even imagine, and it's going to come methodically. Your first goal is going to require you to come out of your comfort zone, step up to the plate, and get it done because you've been challenged to. Your first goal is going to give you a success story to tell others. You got to tell them something. Everybody is going to want to know. Hey, how you doing with this thing, Bobby? Making any money? Your first goal gives you a story to tell. It's your testimony. It's the most powerful part of your presentation as you talk about Ameriplan with others. Your first goal becomes what you share in every conversation about Ameriplan you're ever going to do. You want to be a Fast Track RSD because the Fast Track RSDs are usually, with very few exceptions, those who go on to make 100 grand in 2 to 3 years. Non-Fast Track RSDs usually do not go on to make 100 grand in their first 2 to 3 years, with very few exceptions. And I am blessed to be one of them. So you can do anything in this business. It's wide open to you. But if you want to get on the fast track to success, let's knock out RSD. That's what we're here for. That's what you're being challenged to. And I'm telling you, we're going to kick it up a notch and leave you behind if you're not RSD now. So either you're going to be staying on this 9 o'clock call, broker to RSD, or you're coming with us on the wild ride, because we're going to put on a gazillion members in July. We're going to roll out a health plan. We're going to train in a health plan. We're going to revolutionize this country's healthcare system. We're going to open up in Texas. We're going to take this country state by state, market by market, between now and the end of the year, and it's phenomenal what they're going to get for $59 a month. Because they're not only going to get their dental, vision, prescription, and chiropractic, but they're going to get an entire health care plan. Medical, hospitalization, ambulatory, laboratory, a health care plan for $59 a month with the dental, vision, prescription, and chiropractic benefits. You want to make this cut right now to be a part of where we're going next, to be involved in the leadership and the training and part of this revolution in America. Make the cut. Your first goal is RSD. I want to hear from you on Monday, and I'm excited for you where we're going next. Guys, there's a lot of very cool things that we can do with this dollar promotion. And I'm going to wrap up this call. I've condensed this call for a reason. I'm so overwhelmed by the convention that I'm not even able to give it all out. Really, it's going to be coming to you in writing throughout the week. From the enrollment options, to the dollar promotion, to the changes in Ameriplan University, to the DSA, from the new training program to train you in Ameriplan Health, to the rollout of Ameriplan Health, to qualifying for it, plus the new email campaign. It's overwhelming. To me, I'm supposed to be the leader of this thing. I'm going to have to unfold it methodically throughout the week for all our sakes. This thing is moving far and fast, faster than I'm able, and I am the monster man, right? You don't win the top producer in the whole company unless you're the man. And I'm telling you, the thing's going faster than me right now. We're going someplace. We're going someplace big. And we're going someplace with you. And I want you to understand, in order to make the grade to be able to do what we're going to unfold here in the next few weeks, it doesn't matter if you're already an RSD. What matters is that you reach your brokers now and you unfold what you just heard, because it's all about train the trainer. And you've got to be able to train the trainer, and you've got to be able to duplicate to make the cut, to roll this revolution out with us. We want to take you with us on what's going to happen. There are going to be a lot of people on this call tonight whose checks are going to double and triple in the next 60 days, 6 months, and 6 to 9 months. You know, Rick Weidel, he's still short of 50 grand right now. He'll be a $100,000 a year income earner by the end of the year. If he goes away and goes on vacation and don't show up, no mo. The thing is fixing to blast through our downline with the benefit plan and the rollout and the way we're going to use this in internet marketing and the tools that we have and the way it's going to unfold with such integrity and with such power and with such clarity. It can't be regurgitated in a 60 or a 90 minute conversation. I can't do it. But I can tell you this, calling all brokers to RSD, calling all brokers to RSD. That means either you are challenged directly to go with us on a very exciting power ride of success by making this team immediately, or you are challenged to contact every broker on your team and paint this picture and help them make regional sales director, fast track to regional sales director, so you and they can be a part of what is coming, the most exciting and powerful health plan revolution, but network marketing company success story in the history of ever. You know, I want to talk to just my group here. I'm going to wrap this. This call is coming to an end. I hope the 300 or so of you that are left are on this call tonight, that many of you, of course, I know that you are the True Team leaders and the True Team champions and the True Team warriors. Julie and I were very, very overwhelmed and very honored this week, and we want you to know that we thank you, and we absolutely know that being recognized or awarded that way is a complete reflection upon you and your hard work. And I want to give you my commitment right now to see it through and pass it all to you. You know, I could retire right now and make $1 million a year in residual income in the next 36 months, 24 months if I walked away. But I'm not going to, because I want to see this through for you. And I'm committed to do whatever I can do to help you replicate this marketing company and leadership to be your own for your children's legacy success. But what I want you to do for it or for me is I want to see the most amazing push to create RSDs in your downline that's ever been done between now and next week. Because I'm telling you guys, when I break off that call, we're not taking them with us unless they meet with you. All right. Most of them don't even know what that means. You need to tell them between now and then. When I break off that call, they're not going. It's an invitation only. They need to learn how to recruit, dial, smile, and close. I'm not going to complicate and cause confusion. This is definitely not authored by confusion, and I'm not going to pour confusion on it. All right? So let's see you kick it to the next level this week so you can bring as many people as you can with you on this thing by invitation only, because I'm starting to see it starting to come together right now for me, and I got to have a lot of alone time, and you see that. You know that. You know what that means when I say me ain't no big deal. You know all about that by now. I need a lot of alone time to put this thing together and paint it out into the marketing picture that gets unveiled in the actual e-marketing campaigns. You know, Ameriplan don't do that. They don't do field marketing. We do. This has to be digested and turned into the email campaigns and websites and presentations to America by us. Now, I'll give you my word, and I'm asking you a favor. I will pour myself back into taking this thing to that level with the documentation, the training, the websites, and I'm talking about 1,000 hours of updates. So you meet me here. I got to teach you how to create your own marketing companies, the systems, the websites, the duplication, and all that. I'm telling you that it's my, you know, in this last burst, then taking this thing to this next level, I want to pass it to as many people, as many of your leaders as I can. I want to see more RSDs in the next week than we've ever created. If they can't do it with dollar membership, folks, you're trying to light wet wood. And can I give you just the bottom line here? You can't light wet wood, it won't burn. Quickly, you'll find some good kindling and people that'll burn here with us, because I know what I know. And I know there are millions of Americans in our country who want to build a better tomorrow. And if they're not the ones on your front line, leave them behind right now. Because if they can't make this grade, you're trying to light wet wood. Go after it, pour fuel on the fire, paint the picture, go intensely on your base shop calls. Let's have a call to regional sales director. Everybody in the club make an RSD, all right? Let's make this thing happen, and we can kick it up a notch, and I promise you that when we meet together again, whether it be in Anaheim in October or in Houston in January, that we're going to see checks double and triple as we unfold this thing, and I don't want to leave anyone behind. Thanks for meeting me tonight on a unified, abbreviated call. There's a lot more that came out of convention that I can't even articulate. You're going to get it repeatedly, you're going to get it in writing, and you're going to get it by repetition. God bless everyone. Have a great night. You're greatly loved, and you should be greatly excited. Love you all. Good night.